Orioles start a three-game series in Oakland tonight against the A's. Their final trip to Oakland because the A's are going to be playing in Sacramento next year. Joining us now to talk some A's, Martin Gallegos covers the A's for MLB.com, and he joins us now. And Martin, thank you so much for joining us. It's interesting looking at the roster. Like, there are a lot of names that I think the lay baseball fan isn't familiar with, starting with tonight's starter. I am not familiar with Hogan Harris's work.
Yeah, you know, a lot of young guys. First off, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of young guys on this team. And, you know, they're in a rebuilding phase right now. And right now, a lot of the guys that you'll see on the field, these are guys who have been coming up through their organization, up through their system. And now they're up here in the majors trying to kind of figure out their own way up here, trying to establish themselves as major leaguers. And, you know, like any young team, they've gone through their ups and downs, obviously more downs than ups this year based on the record that they have. But there is some optimism about the guys that they do have here. But obviously in terms of wins and losses standpoint, I mean, it's been a tough last 3 years, and they're trying to kind of get to the finish line of this rebuild and try to get back into, you know, at some point, you know, more successful baseball here.
Martin, Ken alluded to it. This is going to be the Orioles' final trip to the Coliseum because Oakland's going to start playing games in Sacramento before the full move to Vegas. How has it been like covering this team this season, knowing that they're going to be on the move?
Yeah, it's been a little weird. You know, I don't think it really, you know, obviously when the announcement came out that it was official they'd be moving to Sacramento next year, it was kind of something that, you know, kind of throws you off a little bit. But then as the season goes on, you kind of focus on the everyday, you know, grind of the baseball season and just kind of taking it day by day. But I think, especially as it gets to the second half and that last month of the season and definitely that last series of the season in the Coliseum, it's gonna be, I think, emotional for a lot of people. You know, it's kind of hard to believe that there's not going to be, you know, any more baseball in that stadium. I mean, for however many years, you know, over 50 years they've been playing there. And, you know, the city of Oakland's always had the A's there, and a lot of memories, a lot of great teams that have come through there. And to think that, you know, it's over next year, I think, you know, a lot of people, I think the players and coaches just kind of take it day by day. But I think, you know, as it gets closer to the end, it's going to be tough for a lot of these people because in this organization, I mean, a lot of these coaches, I know the players change a lot, but the coaches have been here a long time. The people in the front office have been here a long time. So, you know, there's a lot of people who hold this place, you know, near and dear to their heart. So I think it's been weird just kind of thinking about, you know, this is going to be the end, and it's kind of, you don't really know, you know, what to expect.
With the move happening next year to Sacramento, Mark Kotze, their manager, could you expect them just kind of wiping the slate clean when they move?
I don't think so. I think, you know, obviously the wins and losses haven't been great, but I think Kotze, you talk to anybody in the front office, A's general manager, David Force, and they really have high praise for how he's kind of handled the whole situation. I mean, he was dealt a tough hand to begin with. I mean, once he took over, they really just tore down the whole roster and gave him that first season. I mean, it was just a lot of guys who were, you know, non-roster invites to spring training, or guys who were, you know, DFA'd and trying to kind of figure it out how they were going to restructure that roster in such a short amount of time. So I think they've focused less on the wins and losses and more on the development of young players. And now there's more than a few young players who are now up in the big leagues, kind of developing, and Kotze's done a good job, I think, of leading the young guys. I think he's a good manager for a young team just because he's not too far removed from playing the game, and he gets these guys to play hard every day, and they all love playing for him. So
we're talking
on the horizon.
Martin, you there?
Around here for a little bit.
Sorry, you were cutting in and out a little bit there. We're talking to Martin Gallegos. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. You mentioned a rebuilding team. You're sitting there. They could be a seller at the deadline. Do you think they will be big sellers at the deadline? Could you see Mason Miller getting traded at the deadline?
Yeah, obviously that's the main name that everybody brings up. To me, it's very difficult to see them trade Miller. I think it'd have to take, obviously, a huge package, a lot of prospects in that deal because, I mean, he is a rookie. He's still under control for a while. I don't think they're necessarily looking to move him, but I think if they get really floored by another team, I think the conversation is there, and I think they definitely would consider it. But, you know, they've got other guys on their team, like Brent Rooker's having a great year. He's possibly another all-star for a second year in a row, and I think he'd be an attractive guy to a lot of other teams. Miguel Andujar is having a really good year. They've got a couple of relievers who might be of interest to other teams. So they're definitely going to see them make some moves, but obviously Miller would be the big you know, name in that. And I'm not sure if they're really at that point yet that they'd trade him. But it's definitely an interesting possibility. And I'm sure there's, I mean, there's no shortage of teams that are looking for a flame-throwing closer like him.
Well, Mason Miller, he got his feet wet with the A's at the end of last season. But, I mean, did you ever envision this out of him?
I mean, he was dominant. I mean, he came up as a starter, and we saw him that first day. He was just pumping 101, 102. I mean, he was doing what he was doing now as a reliever, as a starter. The one thing we had always heard is, you know, there's, you know, a lot of injury concerns with him. And obviously he had an injury last year with his elbow that caused him to miss almost 4 months, I believe. Luckily it wasn't Tommy John like they originally thought it might be. And he was able to come back at the end of the year. But I think the one thing with him is I think everyone knows he has this potential to be a dominant pitcher. It's just keeping him healthy is kind of the concern. Even through this year, I mean, they're really cautious with his workload. They try not to give him too much at a time. You know, back-to-backs are very rare unless they really need him on a day. They try to give him as much rest as they can. So, you know, to develop into such a dominant closer in such a short amount of time, I mean, it's tough for any young pitcher to handle the ninth inning. I mean, he's done it pretty flawlessly. He's had a couple of hiccups here and there, but every single time he, you know, blows a save or doesn't have a great outing, he seems to bounce back with another dominant outing. So, I think the potential showing through, but I mean, to have transitioned this quickly into everybody by a little bit of a surprise.
Martin, I wanted to ask you, I know he's hurt right now, but about Darryl Hernaiz, a guy that you guys got in the Cole Irvin trade. What have you thought of him in the time you've seen him? Where does he project to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, the A's love him. You know, he's a really good hitter, and I think over the past year or so, he really developed on the defensive side where they feel really comfortable about him as a shortstop. I think when they first acquired him, they were kind of struggling to kind of figure out where he might play. They were thinking about third base, second base. Shortstop didn't really feel like a legitimate option for him, but, you know, he really improved with his defense a lot. I think third base is still an option for him as well, but, I mean, he hit his way onto the team at a spring training. Made this team, and he was, you know, going to be probably their everyday third baseman. Got an injury, and then now he's kind of rehabbing right now. But once he comes back, I think he's a part of this team's future. I think they're really excited about him. They really think, like, he could be a really good hitting shortstop, just anywhere on the infield. Really think the bat is what really excites them.